Exactly.
I want to whenever you kick it off, you know, I'm a tag team in with you, because I think this second event that we're going to kick off on March 9th, when it was presented to me, I had to step back for a second and say, wow, you know, to get a call first from my guy, Big Exclusive, and for him to say, listen, I got a situation here that, you know, is touching to my heart, and it's been on my soul for the last 2 weeks now. And, you know, I said, I'm going to make this announcement for this second party on the show tonight. But you bless me with the opportunity it's going to be called The Opportunity. And I consider it to be the biggest opportunity in my entire DJ career.
This one is different, bro. This
hits home different, y'all. It hits home different.
It took a long time to say.
He has a really good friend that he's been, you know, his entire adult life been friends with, who is going through something that, you know, most people, you know, could never imagine. Okay, could never understand that the weight of this on one person's shoulder. She is a beautiful spirit. She's a beautiful woman. And from what I've done my research on her, even up to tonight, I'm talking to her as we speak. She in her life was hit with a battle that she's not going to win. Okay. A lot of times we keep the prayers going. We keep the hope alive. But she's not going to win this battle. And because she's aware that she's not going to win the battle, she didn't take the approach to say, you know what, because I know this and it's already sort of written out, I'm just going to give up now. So in the last 2 weeks, she's been given maybe a 3-month situation to get some things together, to finalize some things. So in planning her own funeral, I mean, and I want you guys to picture this, that maybe you younger folks don't understand the gravity of that situation being placed in your hands, but the gravity of being tasked to plan your funeral. I want you to think about that and think about how it would destroy you from the inside, or bring you joy in the inside for the life that you've led and lived up to this point. So this is why it's so important every day to do something special, to not be out here being a devil to the streets, being evil, you know, doing malicious things to other human beings, because that comes back to hurt you. Because when things are placed in your lap that you can't control, imagine now you have to plan your own funeral. But it's the exact opposite for this one. She's a beautiful spirit, and she's got a beautiful family. She's lived a beautiful life. And on March 9th, I was tasked with the duty of being the DJ for what could be her last hoorah. Okay? I've never been a DJ to do a lot of repasts and things like that. I always felt uncomfortable because you never know how people are grieving. But I know in the lovely Pebbles, in her planning her situation, that this room is going to be filled with probably more love than you've ever seen or felt in your entire life. And I just wanted, first of all, thank you, Pebbles, for giving me this opportunity to be a part of this situation for you. And I'm coming in with the DJ Truth show that you have never felt seen before. Okay. This maybe the last 30 years of events that I've done have given me the strength to be able to get on the ones and twos and grab that microphone and guarantee that you're going to take into the next life, into the afterlife, the greatest feeling that you were loved on this planet and that people loved you today, tomorrow, and forever. So I don't want you to be sad. It's a sad, could be sad, but it's not. I'm glad that I'm a part of this, and I'm glad Big Exclusive dropped this opportunity on my lap, because just a year ago, 2 years ago, I remember sitting on the internet in February, and I put a post on Facebook, and I was ready to give up on my life. I was ready to give up, and I was in tears, and I was emotional, and it's been a rough 3 years for me. And I have some very good friends in my network, and those friends called me. One of the friends, I'll say his name, I like to give props, Street Lotto, prayed with me and told me some things that I needed to hear in that moment. He told me, "Truth, take that goddamn video down off the internet. And we're going to put some good positive spirit in your heart." And they prayed with me, and they prayed for me, and we prayed together. These grown men. And I knew that there was a reason why I wasn't allowed. The streets wouldn't allow me to give up on my life. And I think it was for this very moment today, or for March 9th, for me to put all the energy I have into making sure that Pebbles, the beautiful spirit that she is, goes out of here on wings of glory, with and to have the most fun she's ever had in her fucking life. And I just want to thank you, Big Exclusive, for giving me the opportunity to make this announcement, because it means a lot. It means a lot to me. And I don't want to get all emotional on this, but I just been waiting to get this off my chest, because it really means the world to me.
Yeah, man. Pebbles, like Truth said, I known Pebbles most of my adult life. Beautiful young lady, beautiful spirit. And when I got the news, I was crushed. But what I absolutely adore about the Big Exclusive Network, and our family, we don't have fans, we got family adopted from my PCRadioLive.com family. When I asked y'all to donate, y'all showed up and showed out, right? And after I did that show that day, I asked you guys to donate, she called me the next day and was like, "Yo, wow, I can't believe y'all people showed up like that." I'm like, "Man, when I tell you at the Big Exclusive Network, it's a family, I mean that shit, and y'all showed up and showed out." And then maybe a week later, she hit me and was like, "Yo, this DJ is bullshitting me, giving me the runaround. He canceled on me because he found out the kind of event it was." And I was like, "Man, I got the perfect person for you. He built for shit like this." I called DJ True. I hit him in the inbox first, said, "True." He said, "Yo, bro, what up?" I said, "Yo, I need you to call me." He called me. I told him what was going on. He was like, "Word, I'm in. Don't say no more. Don't worry about it." And because of you guys, I'm able to cover the cost of the DJ because of y'all donations.
Goddamn bar shit.
This is a DJ Truth exclusive.
DJ Truth exclusive.
Oh. Yeah. I never been a DJ, but I always been a pro. Movie caliente. Every time I step into the booth, juice. I never hold back, empty the tank, do we fill it? Ain't nothing like the heart of my enemy in a skillet. Man or ET, if it bleeds, I can kill it. It's not about the car you drive, it's how you will it. Will it get darker from here? Yeah, I'm just beginning. The saga, the drama, the cold, the honor, the cold, the lava. Either way I get down, my foes gonna holler and them hoes gonna follow. Leading the pack, but I'm an individual snack. Walking difficult tracks, your dogs better relax. My steps littered with traces of crack. This is not a facade, your job is facing the fact. And take your place in the back. My front burner is bubbling, word to Anderson Pack. I touch down while the opposition huddling facts. They know the trouble is scat, too late for running, relax. I got the rock and I'm gunning, the bench waiting for your back.
This is a DJ Truth exclusive.
DJ Truth exclusive.